What subcooling is and what it tells you about the system. What subcooling measures, how to calculate it from liquid line pressure and temperature, and how it reveals condenser performance and refrigerant charge on a TXV system. From the Launch My HVAC knowledge base, what it is. Subcooling is the mirror image of superheat, where superheat tells you how many degrees of vapor is above its boiling point. Subcooling tells you how many degrees a liquid is below its boiling point. It's measured on the high side, at the liquid line leaving the condenser. If the refrigerant condenses at 110 degrees, but the liquid line actually reads 100 degrees, you've got 10 degrees of subcooling. That 10 degrees gap means the refrigerant is a solid, fully condensed liquid with a cushion, not a liquid still flashing into vapor. How it works? Inside the condenser, hot vapor gives up heat and condenses to liquid. The moment all the vapor has condensed, the liquid is sitting right at its saturation temperature. If you keep pulling heat out of it after that, its temperature drops below saturation. That's subcooling. Why do we care? Because the metering device needs a solid column of liquid to work right. If the refrigerant arriving at the TXV or piston is still partly vapor, flashing early, the metering device can't feed the evaporator properly and capacity tanks. Subcooling is your proof that you're delivering pure liquid to the metering device, with margin to spare against flashing in the liquid line. In the field, to read subcooling at the condenser outlet, put your gauges on the liquid line high side port and read the pressure. Convert that pressure to saturation temperature for your refrigerant. Clamp an accurate thermometer on the liquid line near the condenser outlet, insulated from ambient air and away from sun. Subtract subcooling equals saturation temp measured line temp. Note the order is flipped from superheat. Saturation minus actual on the high side, actual minus saturation on the low side. The liquid is colder than saturation. The vapor is hotter than saturation. Normal values and targets. TXV system subcooling target, generally 8 to 12 degrees, but always go by the data tag or manufacturer spec. Some units call for a specific number like 10 degrees or 12 degrees, and some variable capacity systems differ. The nameplate wins over any rule of thumb. Fixed orifice slash piston system. Subcooling is not your charging target. You charge a piston system by superheat, but you can still read subcooling to confirm the condenser is doing its job. Liquid line. You want enough subcooling that the refrigerant stays liquid all the way to the metering device, even after pressure drop and any warmatic line run. Too little subcooling, and you get flash gas in the liquid line before the metering device. Common faults and what they mean. High subcooling, say 15 degrees plus with high head pressure, the condenser is holding too much liquid. Most common cause is overcharge. Extra refrigerant stacks up in the condenser and backs up the liquid. Also possible, a restriction just downstream plug dryer or kinked liquid line damming the liquid. Low subcooling under about 5 degrees or zero, the condenser isn't fully condensing the refrigerant, or there isn't enough refrigerant to form a solid liquid column. Common causes, undercharge, or a condenser that can't reject heat. If subcooling is near zero, you may be sending flash gas to the metering device. Zero subcooling with low charge symptoms, you're undercharged. There's not enough refrigerant to back up any liquid in the condenser. Tech tips and gotchas. Subcooling is the right charging target for a TXV system, not superheat. Here's why. A TXV actively holds evaporator superheat steady across a wide range of charges, so superheat barely moves even when you're badly overcharged. But subcooling climbs steadily as you add refrigerant, because the extra charge stacks in the condenser. Subcooling sees the charge. TXV superheat hides it. Always pair subcooling with head pressure to tell overcharge from a restriction. Overcharge, high subcooling and high head. A liquid line restriction can give high subcooling at the condenser, but starve everything downstream. So check superheat and the temperature drop across the dryer too. A dirty condenser, a failing condenser fan, or recirculating hot air will all raise head pressure and can mess with your subcooling reading. Verify the condenser is clean and the fan is moving air before you trust the number to charge by. On a really hot day, normal subcooling can read a hair lower because the condenser is working harder. On a cool day, it can read higher. Account for conditions and lean on the manufacturer target. Safety slash code notes. Don't chase a subcooling number by overcharging. An overcharged system runs high head pressure, trips on high pressure safety, and shortens compressor life. Recover per EPA 608 before removing charge to correct an overcharge.